Hello and welcome to Three Wide No Cover. I'm your host, Mick Wall. Joining me, as always, we have Julian Valance, we have Simon Marshall, and we've got a stack of great racing. Gentlemen, how are we?
Great. Massive racing at Flemington. Obviously, you've got the two Group 1s up in Sydney as well, and some other horses that are not running in Group 1s that are Group 1 horses. It's a beauty of a weekend, Esther.
Yes, and we always like bringing something new to the table at Three Wide No Cover, just to keep you watching at home and keep you on your toes. Whew. There's no one hotter in the saddle than one Frosty at the moment. Frosty, who's Frosty, they're saying, Mick.
Well, there you go. So I think he's Mark Winterbottom.
Yeah, could be.
Into the new areas of
Australia. I thought you were talking about Wally's new polo.
Horsepower.
Oh, Wally's got a new polo.
New polo, is it? Is
that That's where Jules and I went polo shopping together. We got it together. He wasn't there, but in spirit.
All right. Shoulder,
before we kick off, great start, boys. Before we kick off, I want to ask you, we spoke about Group 1 racing, and we talk about a horse, Group 1 horses going to other races. There's probably three key sprinters in the country at the moment. Two of them are the future. One's Bivouac, one's September Run. We'll just ignore Nate Strip for the moment. And I want to talk about these two horses. If you could have one of these horses and this was your horse and you get to own that horse through their racing career, not post-racing, Julesy, so don't just go the colt or the entire, because they're going to have a post-race fill-up. Mm-hmm. Pure racing, who do you take? Bivouac, September Run.
Well, I'll take Bivouac, but I want to geld him. So I geld him so he can race till he's 12, and I think he'll get a bit of he'll win plenty of races. But in saying that, she's a ripper as well, the filly.
Yeah, I think I'll go Bivouac because just his strength and scope to 1400 metres, like Group One we're at 14. Whereas I think the filly is just elite around the 1100 to 1200. Yet to see whether she'll run 13 to 14.
Yep.
More scope with Bivouac.
And yet to see it without. Yet to see it around a bend for September Run as well. She's just been dynamite up that straight. Now, not to say that
there's enough races down the straight.
Yeah, it's not to say she can't. She won't do it. She will. Yeah. She's pretty bombproof. But
yeah, Vivi.
And that's fair enough. Do you know why I asked this question, though?
No.
I'm struggling to find a horse that I'm more excited about than September Run.
Okay.
I just get excited. It's like when Shane Warne used to go in a bowl. Yes, she's not bowling at 150 clicks, but you know something special is about to happen. Every time she steps out, I just think something great's going to happen.
She's a doozer, right? That's for sure.
And there you go. All right, let's get stuck in now. Julesy, we're going to go to you for your track report.
Yes, we are. So it is Flemington out 5 metres. Now we're out 2 metres last week for Australian Guineas Day. We just go out a further three to out 5 metres a race beautifully too last week. You could win from anywhere, even up the middle of the straight. Probably got that a little bit wrong on insider trading, but we'll be back this week to get it right. Good for the track, and I think we'll probably get the upgrade at some stage like we did last week. I think it was after race six we got the upgrade to good three. I think we'll get the upgrade again somewhere there. Here you can see, look, inside, middle to outside. As the rail goes out, the inside does firm up a little bit in terms of maybe the jockeys do want to go a little bit closer to that spot. Usually, but we've seen the last 18 months, that middle to outside's just been an absolute goldmine. Now, this, where you got that ROI there, that's built in from the last 8 years. I think if we probably focus that into the last 18 months, I think that would probably skew towards middle to outside. So just keep that in the back of your mind. But we know that this track's going to race really fairly. 1,400 metres plus, so here's our circle races, where obviously the Australian Cup will be run and won, 2,000 metres for that. And you've got the leaders at 13%. We speak about this often. Look, lead is probably a little bit less than what it usually is, the Australian average of 21%, but you can see again, pretty even across the board. Your ROI even off midfield is positive. Now, those back markers, rail out 5 metres, dry track Flemington, absolute no-go zone. They're only winning 7% of the time, and then when they do win, it's not enough to get your POT or your profit on your turnover or your ROI, your return on investment.
All of that.
Above. So it is a bad spot to be. Back markers out 5 metres, Flemington, good track.
Yeah, George, I'll just clarify that for punters now. You're not saying all back markers at Flemington because obviously it's different. This is more when the rail comes out. As the rail comes out, so if the rail was true, obviously that ROI loss is a lot less.
Yeah, so when we do all these stats, it is specific to each rail position. I know there's a lot of stats out there that actually just have it as a blanket, the rail's in the true. We don't. We actually have got enough data and information to be able to really drill down to each rail position. This one's for out 5 metres.
Awesome, Julesy, as always. All right, and speaking of data, let's look at our jockeys on fire. Billy Egan kicks us off.
Yeah, he does. He's only really got the one right, I think, on Defibrillate SD, but 5 from 18 going at 28%, market expectation 19.5%. And look, he's probably going to be at the back. You're doing a little bit on Martial Law later on that race. Does he try and maybe get forward a little bit more to give himself more of a chance?
It's not that pattern for the horse. That's not his profile. He's a horse that likes to take a sit. His mid-race move down the side at Caulfield, which I think made the difference last start. He now steps up to weight for age and he's giving some really genuine Group 1 horses a start. So that's the biggest question mark with DeFrib and Billy, who's riding extremely well.
Yeah, Michael D, 5 from his last 25, 20%. What I love here is the market expectation has him around 9%, 9.5%. He's exceeding those expectations, so he's riding really well. He's getting those horses at a bigger price to win. And how many rides? Does he have a few rides on Saturday?
Yeah, Miss Siska in the Australia Cup and Prague down the bottom, a lightweight. We know he won on Luna Fox at 300-1 or whoever you were betting with. We might have even got bigger than that. But, geez, that was a massive ride for him. And once again, he's bringing some value to the table.
Damien Lane, you spoke about him, that he might be joining us a little bit later with Martial Law SD. 6 from his last 23, 26%. Market expectation, 18.5%. We speak about Damien a lot. He's a world-class jockey, especially on these big grand final days. You see the cream rise to the top, and I think Damien will be doing that again on Saturday.
Yeah, well, Morvada, who you were big on, was an outstanding ride on speed. And also Capriccio was terrific winning the English Series. He just waited till the clock tower. If you're waiting till the clock tower and you've got a lap full of horse, you're generally out to win or look the winner.
Jamie Mott, 7 from his last 25. Doesn't get a lot of opportunities in the metro area, but 28%, beating market expectation at 23%. So high market expectation for Jamie. But he's actually exceeding that. He's going really well. And he only has the one ride. But again, it's going to be at the pointy end of the market. Short price favourite in the first, Esther.
Yeah, La Roque, that is for sure. And the stable on fire. Tycoon Hummer landed some big bets in the first race at Flemington last week.
There you go. All right, well, we've got trainers now. Kicking off with Peter Moody. We're seeing a lot of him. I think he's about 3 or 4 weeks in a row now, Jules.
Yeah, boutique stable for Moods. Obviously very different to what he had, you know, 5, 6, maybe 8 years ago. 8 from 26, 31%. Market expectation has him at 23%. So, again, the market's gravitating towards his horses, but he's still exceeding it. That's how well he's going at the moment, Peter Moody. And I think he's just someone he can continue to follow. He's just got a good business model, really, hasn't he?
Got the juveniles up and running. Lightsaber's one of those, that's for sure. Mm. Looking for that Group 2 win. And also Oxley Road shooting for 3 in a row. Hasn't he been a find?
Next two trainers here, Waller, we're going to focus on probably trainers you more identify with Sydney, and they're Chris Waller and obviously James Cummings with Godolphin. But Chris Waller, now these are purely just Victorian stats, so we're not looking at him overall in Australia where he has a lot of horses, especially in New South Wales. 4 from 12, 33%. Market expectation, 18.5%. We see these. We know these are the big races in Victoria. You see it time in, time out. Chris Waller, spring and autumn, when the races are there with the big money, his team starts to fire. Don't usually see him firing in winter in Victoria. There's no money on the table there, SD.
He's loaded again for Group 1 races, September run imaging and also Humidor. And, of course,
Shared ambition too, I think.
And shared ambition, yeah, in the Australia Cup.
James Cummings, 5 from 21 at 24%. Again, market expectation at 20%. So market gravitating towards his horses, but, again, exceeding them. So Godolphin and Chris Waller, they're the two trainers probably from Sydney that you think more Sydney-centric. They're now getting their Victorian stable up and firing, so I think you can bet with them with confidence as well.
Very good, Julesy. And we've spoken about September run a couple of times now. Craig Williams takes the ride, and you want to talk to us a little bit about this one?
Yeah, so we're going to see September run. Now, she's at around, what, $220, $230 favourite for the Newmarket Handicap. So we broke down Craig Williams's rides. 1,000 to 1,200-metre Flemington races from January 2020 to present, to right now. 12 from 57 at 21%, the market expectation 15.5%. So going well there, Craig Williams will get the job done for you. Then I wanted to drill down into horses under $3, what September run will be in straight races this year. 3 from 5 at 60%, market expectation 41.5%. You get him on a short price favourite, he'll do the job for you, Craig Williams. And in his career, horses under $3 up the straight, 15 from 31 going at 48%, and the market expectation is 41%. So, yes, he will do the job for you. But SD, he ain't going that well at the moment.
He's off like last month's milk. As a matter of fact, Jules, he's only ridden 2 Metro winners, and they were in January. Since January, 2 Metro winners. And through February to March, which we're playing into now, he's ridden a winner at Sale and 2 at Ballarat. That's it for Craig Williams, which is unbelievable to speak of, such a champion jockey of Craig Williams in a bit of a trough at the moment.
Well, we're going to cover this race in detail when we come back from the break. But let's be honest. If you wanted a horse to ride you into form, you couldn't ask for much better than September Run this week.
Yeah, it's really good analysis that he's in a trough.
Yeah.
This is his opportunity where he rides the straight so well. The stats show that he rides well and he's on a superstar filly. He gets his chance.
Just as we go to the break, now there is a hair on his... Look at that grey hair on Mick's right shoulder as we go a close-up. And as we go to the break, Mick... Bivouac or September Run? Who would you tell?
I'm September Run. Okay. And look, but I don't know what I'm talking about, so mine's purely emotional.
Preach really that one. It.
There you go. We're going to take a break. When we come back, all the Group 1 racing action. Welcome back to Three Wide No Cover. It is Group 1 racing time. We're going to jump into the Newmarket now, and your favourite is a short one indeed. September Run at 2.25, Swats That at 7.50, Celebrity Queen 13, Serious Suspect at 15, Imaging $17, Kemmel Pass at 18, Zutori and Brooklyn Hustle at 20-1, Dalasan at the $26 quote, Julesy, Best of the Rest, a Flit in Indian Pacific at $27. Big field, as expected. Hot favourite. What happens?
Well, in terms of the map, I think Indian Pacific on the quick backup probably rolls forward. It's a bit of a control freak. It likes doing that. Serious Suspect rolls forward. Kemmel Passer, I think it rolls forward. We know that these straight races, they can sort of just, you know, it's not really a position as such compared to when they're around the corners of Caulfield and Moonee Valley. And they might not go as hard as what they would if they were around a bend for the first 600 metres. So, look, you start with the favourite, September Run. I've marked her $2.50, and I think she's the winner. Here we can see her in the Lightning Stakes. Now, this is the best form line for a Newmarket handicap. Group one, wait for age, and you've got Bivouac and Nature Strip in the race, the two absolute big guns of Australian sprinting. You can see Nature Strip winning, but have a look at September Run, that last 100 metres. It's just outstanding, and you just love her through the line as well.
Fabergino's come out and won.
Absolutely. Yep. She was out by herself doing a really good job. And then you got the third horse there, Swats That, who's the other three-year-old filly in the race. Now, three-year-olds, they've won, I think, since 2004. Three-year-olds have won 8 editions of the race. They've won the last two. Bivouac won it last year, and the year before there was a horse called Sunlight. The filly won it. We are going to speak about on Punter Education about three-year-olds against the older horses this time of year. In these classes of races, you're winning 29.5% profit on your turnover. It is a absolute fill-up. I am with September Run. I think the gate's okay. Would have loved for her probably to draw 15 or 16, but beggars can't be choosers. She draws 8. Craig Williams just has to find her clear air. And if she can reproduce what she did. I mean, what she did in the Coolmore, she showed that she was better than her own age group there. When they went 1.5 seconds inside standard time over 1,200, she was very good behind Nature Strip. She gets the opportunity. It's a set play. And I think the only danger is the other filly. So what's that?
Julesy, I'll just ask with this, 2.25, will it hold, will it drift, will it ease?
Oh, I think you probably might be able to get $2.50 on race day,
good to know.
I reckon.
Yeah. So don't be alarmed if it hits 2.50.
No. This is a, you know, big field, competitive field with really good quality horses. The percentage is going to come down in terms of what we're betting. And so, yeah, the horse is probably just going to, you know, ease gradually to maybe $2.50, but I think she's still going to be pretty hard in the market.
Absolutely.
I don't think the 2 kilo difference between September Run and Swats That will make the difference for Swats That to beat her, because she did travel in front of her in the Lightning over 1,000. We hadn't seen September Run in a 1,000-metre race. Group 1 Lightning first up, nearly picks up Nature Strip, last year's reigning Horse of the Year champion. Everything just lights up for her. Bivouac, as Julesy mentioned, Sunlight, these three-year-olds with lightweights come into this race so well when they're peaking, and in particular coming off a Group 1 Coolmore track and trip win last spring. It's hers to lose. It's as simple as that. She gets the best run in the race, Serious Suspect, or Roll Forward, Indian Pacific, and then you've got a cluster of horses all wanting to sit up, take a sit to run 6 furlongs. Swats That, Out Wide, Prague, Kemmel Passer, Elite Street had an internal bleed last start. Forget that, run completely, this WA horse. If it's back to its best, it's a good value play for your multiples. And then September Run can sit midfield, but she's drawn with options there. So Craig Williams, he likes to give her that galloping room inside that last 300, because she didn't pick up until the clock tower. She was still 5 off Nature Strip, went past Swats That, and she powered to the line. So she's going to get the best run. Then you got your back marker, Zaturi. Is he going well enough? I like Imaging. finishing coming back from 7 furlongs to 1,200 metres, because you need a good, strong 1,400-metre horse to win down the straight at elite level, and Imaging might be a blowout there. Celebrity Queen, can't knock her. She gets back, though, coming off that Oakley Plate dead heat. And then Standout, question mark, Bold Star, don't think so. Brooklyn Hustle always needs luck, always teases punters. Hal Vorson, don't think is good enough. Dallasun is an X factor, and Flit, not quite sure up to it. Standout, September run this year from what we know.
Very excited about it too. All right, we'll have a look at the Australian Cup now. Our favourites here, 50 Stars, coming off that impressive second jersey, backs up at $4.20. Parody, $6. Shared Ambition, $10. Steel Prince, $12. Nonconformist, $13. Defibrillate, $14. Homesman, $16. Humidor, $17. Angel of Truth, $19. And just over the page, San Hubert at 20-1. Jersey.
Miss Siska rolls forward. I think Harlan probably goes forward. He can sit in the first three or four. Paradis will find a spot, no doubting that. San Huberto will roll forward. Homesman from that wide gate, I think it has to try and roll forward. And then you've got some other horses that have drawn a bit poorly, like Best of Days. Don't know what they do with it. Do they possibly be negative neutral, or do they roll forward like they have done? Nonconformist probably has to go back. Humidor, those kinds of horses are going to go back. I think it's going to be an even enough tempo. And the way it sets up, I think the best horse is going to win the race. Just got to work out what the best horse is going to be. And I think for the punters, you have to start with the favourite 50 Stars. Here he is. Now, this is a very fast run race. Buffalo River just got a hold of Jamie Carr early doors. They've gone 3/4 of a second inside standard time. Star of the Seas wins, and you can see 50 Stars on the outside of Star of the Seas. It's a really good run, a great run. But you've got to break it down. 24-7-4, 12-7, last 400, last 200, which was the worst of the day. Very different to what he did last year in the Blamey when he came home 11-5, even sub-11-5, off just a moderate tempo and zoomed home, and it was a really good, beautiful platform for the Australia Cup, which he obviously won. I went back and I went, well, has he ever been in a, he's on a quick backup. Has he ever been on a quick backup out of a really fast run race? And I didn't have to go very far, because in the McKinnon Stakes, when he ran second to Arcadia Queen, he ran the week prior and got beaten by Yulong Prince in the Cantala, where they went 1 3/4 second inside standard time. They went really, really fast, and he bounced out of that race, no dramas. So I cannot pot 50 Stars off coming out of that brutally run race last week. I think he might just be in the right spot at the right time. I love the map for him. We spoke about him on the quick 7-day backup. You know, he's done it four times, I think, for a first, a second, and a fifth and a sixth. So he runs really well on the 7-day backup. This sets up really well. The other horse I want to have a play at is Steel Prince. He's second up here. I thought his run was pretty good behind Paradis in that race they're all coming out of. But last prep, he ran third to Order of the Garter in the Naturalism, which was his peak sort of run for the prep. If he can replicate that, he might be able to run really well for you at a bit of a price in the Australia Cup. I'm with 50 Stars.
And Steel Prince, that was second up in the Naturalism too, so he's ready to peak, Julesy. It's a juicy race, six Group 1s in it this year. It's hard to win Group 1 races, and I want to take a look at a replay. Paradis won this race, Shared Ambition comes out of it, and then you've got Nonconformist left of screen, and then you've got horses like Angel of Truth left of screen also, Pink Colours. Paradis, Homesman right of screen, Chapada comes out, Steel Prince, there you are, Julesy, with the white sleeves each way. Not much between them. Now, Angel of Truth is a horse that got back to last. He worked up around them second up. He's ready to peak over 2,000 metres at Flemington. And to be honest, at the price, he's an each-way play with me as well. So there's your lead-up race. Not much between them. Best ride out of all of those horses, one would think, would finish in front of and could win the race. But it's 50 Stars. I just want to go back to him too, Julesy. I liked his gallop out here at Flemington. We wanted to see it. I think he's a proper Group 1 horse, but he's a proper Flemington horse. A gallop in the McKinnon behind Arcadia Queen, where he got Pete 1.8 lengths too. I'm trusting him and the team that this horse is ready to peak now. Okay, the figures mightn't have been there in the Blamey, but he's a proper horse Star of the Seas when you look at his Group 1 form and the best horses he raced against last spring. He's ready to go the next level. It's the same plan. It's a bit of history repeating with 50 Stars. Look, he's drawn in. He likes galloping room to wind up and get going, but watching these the tactics, which I'll take you through a little bit later, is he can sit behind the likes of the Paradis and these horses and Homesmen that are going to sit up on speed and drag him in the race. Saint Huberto, I thought his gallop out was really good last start. Defibrillate beat him, But he gets 3.5 kilos on defibrillate. Defibrillate's got to go up to weight for age, and he's going to get back and give him about 3 or 4 length start. Different race at Flemington when St. Huberto can roll on speed. This horse a Group 2 winner overseas. I know he wants a mile and a half maybe on his paperwork, but I thought that was good enough for mine for him to sit in the first four and get going a little early. Hit a flat spot and gallop out strong at Flemington. There's a sense of timing for him second up at Group 1 level. I think he's quite a smart horse, and I saw enough from him behind a Defibrillate, and he gets 3 kilos on him to be a sneaky chance. But the one I want to ride is 50 Stars.
There you go. So just to clarify for punters, both like 50 Stars on top, but both having a play at something at odds, and you can if you're getting $5 odd the field.
I'm taking the same race multi, 50 Stars to win.
Okay, yep.
Okay, and I'm going to have Angel of Truth and also San Huberto to run top four.
Okay, great, love it. And you are happy with Steel Prince for your roughie?
Yeah, I'll be backing them both to win.
Okay, fantastic. All right, should we have a look at the CUNY now?
Let's.
All right, let's have a look. Okay, Personal is your $2.90 favourite. Yes, Baby Yes at $5.50. Miss Guggenheim, Julesy at $6.50. Chica Fuerte, would that be how we go with this? Yeah, let's go with that at $7. Perfect World at $11. Star Rail at $13. Island Joy, $19, as is Safe Passage. And Vespertine rounds them out at $46. Julesy.
Not a lot of speed on paper here. Chica Fuerte and Yes, Baby Yes, I think are your likely leaders. Safe Passage can find a spot in the first three or four, and then the rest sort of all just want to be negative neutral, want to find their spots in the race. I'm not going to beat around the bush here, Wally. I found this race below par in terms of trying to find an edge in the market. I've marked Personal $3.40, but she's clear top pick. You know, next best I've got is $8. Here she is. Now, she's getting beaten by Zoo Dancer. Now, this race went outstanding. 1 second inside standard time. Zoo Dancer then went to a Australian Guineas against the boys and held its price up. I think it was $5 into around that $4.60. So the market's going to like this race. She did get beaten a fair paddock. That's the concern you have. And is she going to be second up? You know, are they looking for further with her? But she did come to hand pretty quickly last prep. When she got to 1,400 metres, she was pretty good. I'm having no play in this race. I just thought the race was, to be honest, yuck.
Okay, so before we go to SD, just you're saying you have Personal around 3.40. Would you entertain a bet on Personal when it gets out to that price? Are you happy to leave it?
If it gets to $3.50, I'd back Personal. I can't see the market taking a set against her, though, and I don't think she's going to get to that price. So for that reason, I just don't play in the
Fair
race.
Fair enough,
because
too.
Because I'm not going to try and force issues.
Gambling responsibly, Julian. I love it. SD.
So to me, there's not much between all of these mares when you look at them. Personal, she's on the way up, yep. Set weights really suit her from gate four. She's going to get the best run. Yes, Baby Yes, I thought was terrific winning last start. Mm. Just remember, she's a Group 2 winner over the mile as well. Queensland, she just did not like on the trip. We know that. And she showed that fight that we wanted to see last start. She rolls forward and sits up on speed. Yes, Baby Yes. But a wide gate. Got to work a little bit early. So there's a question mark there. Chica for Work Day, I thought was just a quiet ride for her. She normally likes to jump, roll, sit on speed, like we saw on Bendigo, and when she won her group race at Caulfield, she jumped, controlled it, and sat on speed. She got back here, she went to join in, that's Yes Baby Yes winning the race, and she just peaked on her run a little bit, wanting to lay in. Mm. So she was 4 or 5 lengths off them down the side. She's finished, 1.5 off them? She's going to roll forward over the mile at Flemington and sit on speed. And she's a nice price each way chance here for me, Chica Fuerte. But there's not much between her and Star Al. Miss Guggenheim came out of that race, got too far back, got a checkered run. You could make a real good case for her as well. So Chica Fuerte to go forward with Safe Passage. Yes, Baby Yes, to work a little bit. Vespertine, not quite sure. Good luck to the connections there in Freddie and the team. Island Joy, she's a benchmark 78. She's got to go to another level to go to group class. And then you get your backmarkers, Star Al. Well, her run was good enough there to Personal. She finished right beside her, and you can draw a form line through Chica Fuerte as well when she was placed at Flemington out of that group race. And then you got Selfless getting back with Miss Guggenheim. So I think best ride wins.
Yep.
Sense of timing, Team Friedman, Chica Fuerte on speed. Get her on the rail where she can't lay in and get up and going early doors. She's an each way play for me, but the best ride will win it.
Geez, tough race to end the day, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
So I'm looking forward to seeing what you can do at the quaddie there, SD. Of course, you'll see what I had no involvement in that. We're going to take a break. Guess what we've got after the break? Group 1 racing from Sydney. We'll see you soon. Welcome back, punters. Let's have a look at Sydney Group 1 racing. We'll start with the Australian Guineas, or the Randwick Guineas, I should say, Julesy. Aegon is your $2.20 favourite. Moonga is $6.50. North Pacific and Peltz are both at the $8 quote. Harmony Rose, $14. Prime Star, $15. Lions Roar, $18. King's Legacy and the Eleonora, both at $26. And Masane at 40-1 is the best of the rest, Julesy.
Yeah, so I think Peltzer rolls forward, Masane. Harmony Rose, the filly, I think it'll go forward. Wheelhouse can probably sit in the first five or six. A horse like Aegon, I think it has to probably all just about nearly go all the way back from gate. I'm just a bit worried about where it sort of gets. Does it? Do they try and push a little bit forward? Can it end up being three wide? Don't really know. So they might try and be a little bit conservative. They can end up clearly in the back half of the field. Mark the favourite, $2.60. You can't really knock the horse at all. He's 5 from 5 and was pretty good on Australian debut. He was $3.60 out to $4.80, but he still won when he got the gap. He pushed through and he won the race. Did only go third of a second inside standard time. Maybe there was a bit more under the bonnet the way he went through the line, yes. But do I want to take $2.10 about him? No. Look, outside of that, I had Moonga a little bit shorter than the market. He's got that different form line. So he comes out of the CS Hayes, which we spoke about a lot. We spoke about it a lot last week with Tagaloa going into the Australian Guineas. They went 1 3/4 seconds inside standard time. They came home 400, 200 really quick, so really good. We know the market likes that race. It held up with Tagaloa's price, especially in the Australian Guineas, and Moonga was pretty good. The blinkers go on first time. I just reckon he might be ready to rip here, Moonga. I'm with him. Just on the fact that I think Aegon's short enough, and I reckon Moonga's going to run a really, really good race.
It's a tricky gate for him inside, yeah, and he's going to get back 2-3 pairs back. By the way, was it a tandem parachute you flew in on?
Yeah, very good. Yeah. That's very good.
He gets really a tricky little gate here, Moonga. He ticked the box with the trip away, I think, in the CSAs down the straight over 7 furlongs. He needs to go to another level, though, over the mile. But it's aggressive placement, and I wouldn't talk you out of that, Julesy, for sure. You're a good judge on fire, 4 winners last week. This is a really interesting map plan, the speed in this for the mile, because Pelter's drawn out deep. You remember he won the Group 1 Bondi Stakes over the mile and he's in good form. His fourth first up was okay, just blew out. He's going to roll across at some stage and put some speed on. Lions Roar is going to make him work. Harmony Rose, the only filly in the race, which I'm keen on each way here, will go forward and sit on speed. This filly by Glass Harmonium. Here to Shop, they want to ride this horse quiet, Buckrest, and then Mars and Nanny. These horses will all ride the speed. From there on, you're looking at Prime Star stuck out there as well, so there might be a mid-race move. Wheelhouse drops back. Now, North Pacific, blinkers on first time. Will he run a strong mile? Well, he gets the perfect opportunity to sit two pairs back and get a really sweet run, because King's Legacy and Aegon, you'd think, would sit behind him and try and pick apart like Hugh Bowman. Hugh Bowman last start on Aegon, by the way, he was bulletproof on that horse. He knew he had no room, but he knew he had a lap full of horse, and he trusted the turn of foot, and he gave him that. But he gets another pair back, further back in this run over the mile, I think, and it's a bit more of a question mark when you use that turn of foot. He could just ride up behind him for a bit of luck and blow him away the last 100. Look for that ride on Hughie Bowman. But Harmony Rose is the filly that I like in this. Now, her win over 7 furlongs first up, by the way, 3 wins out of 4, Harmony Rose was terrific, because they went out. There was a leader that went out lickety split and it went hard. She was the one running second there. She's a big girl by Glass Harmonium. She carted the field up and watch her kick when one joined in late. It's been a plan for the team here to target the benchmark racing and then go to the mile against the boys first up. Mark Noonan knows what he's doing. She's pretty special, I think. So I'm taking her each way. Harmony Rose.
Just quickly with Harmony Rose too, if you like it, like SD, I reckon she firms right up. I reckon we don't be surprised if she starts single figures. I think the market might trend towards her.
All right, you're very on fire in those areas, Julesy, so I'll be listening to that. All right, we spoke about Bivouac earlier. He starts $2.70 favourite in the Canterbury Stakes. Savatiano, $4.50. Mask Crusader, $6. Dreamforce, $11. Dawn Passage, $13. Samadout at $14. Victorum at $17. Kementari, $23. Julesy.
Savatiano rolls forward. Dreamforce probably sits outside. Samadout, I think Bivouac can probably get the 1-1 if they want to be positive from that gate. And then you got horses like Mask Crusader. Here he is. We've seen this replay before, but it's him. It just didn't work out for him here in the Lightning Stakes. Now, he was first up here, 1,000 metres. We know 1,000 3,000-metre races can be ran at just a little bit of a different tempo to the 1,200 metres or 1,300 metres here for the Canterbury Stakes. And I think this is probably going to be run just at a moderate tempo. And this just sits right in this horse's wheelhouse, I think. I think if he can sit 1-1, if they can be positive, I think he'll blow him away. I've marked him around market price. I love the dry track for this horse. Very similar this to last year. Now, he failed in the Oakley Plate when he was heavily backed. I think he finished 6th or 7th to Pippi. And everyone sort of threw the toys out of the cot. And then he came out and absolutely monstered them in the Newmarket. This just has a little bit of setting up exactly the same. Similar sort of ratings. He's the best horse in the race. He performs at his best. And it's the key, his best. The others won't sight him. And the others, you've got to push up to try and get anywhere near the price that they have. Mask Crusade is a really nice horse, but I reckon he prefers a soft track. And Savatiano, she's going really well. She'll be in front of Bivouac. But I just think she likes a bit of giving the track as well. Mm. Bivouac at his best is better than all of them.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. The 1,000 metres, I reckon he was out of his comfort zone trying to keep up and be a little bit too close there at Flemington. I would have preferred to see him back neutral last. And his last 400 absolutely go to the line with September Run. So I'm forgiving him for that in his first up record and also the 1,000 metres. We know he's a Golden Rose winner. We know he's a Newmarket Handicap winner. We know he's an absolute star. And he's just, this race sets up perfectly. Summer Doubt went to another level last preparation. Won the Group 1 Winks over 14 and then the Tramway at 1,600 metres. He's going to roll forward with the 8-year-old Dreamforce. Dry track suits him much better. He's an 8-year-old now. He needs to try and hold that form. The blinkers go on again in 3 trials. So he's ready to go. There's your speed. Mizzy Savatiano, can she win her Group 1? She gets the one out, one back. No reason not after her first up win. But then Bivouac comes across and sits 2 pairs back behind Savatiano, Dreamforce, Summer Doubt. They're going to cart him up beautifully. Mm. Prague, that horse will stay in Melbourne. Madame Rouge gets back. Mask Crusader, can he go to weight for age now? That's the big question mark. 53.5 up in weight. Dawn Passage will run on. Kementari, could he? Victorium is a horse that'll get back and try and run on. It sets up perfectly. Great placement here. And the 1,300 metres is right in his wheelhouse, Bivouac.
Very good. All right, it's that time of the show. The price is wrong. It's an extraordinary sting of joy. And I'm not Joe Vance, but I'm just, before we throw to him, just a little, just want to give him a little bit of a pump Vance,
what's one of his powers that you'd use?
Oh, probably fight. I would have thought, he's power of flight. So there you go. I just want to talk about this. Last week on this show, you talked Zunanza, which is 5 into 460, probably found her ceiling. That's fine. Morvada, you said get on. 12 to 6s, wins. Star of the Seas, 7 to 380, wins. Can't wait to see what you got for us this week, Julesy.
Yeah, a few deductions there with Movada, but we'll take it. Don't worry about that one. Okay, so look, I found this day really tricky, especially trying to identify some horses that I thought were, as I'd call it, over the odds. Bella Nipotina in race 5, I think the market will trend towards her. You can get that $6.50, even $6. I think she's a bet. She was really good. She's on the quick backup. She just does her mark up the straight. I think she'll really run well for you. And Swat's that. Keen on September Run, but the other filly, I think the market again is going to trend towards her. I think she's worth a saver if you're having a bet on September Run. Here are a couple of horses that I think the market are just too short on at the moment. Miss In Between in race 2, $5 at the moment. I've marked her $9, so I think you can. I think she's going to drift. Odium's a really interesting one. She's going to be popular. 3-year-old against the older horses, just a half a kilo above the minimum. Sets up really well. Group 1 winner, $2.10 out there. I've marked a $2.80, so I can't touch that $2.10. Oxley Road's the big one for me for the day. It did us a favour 2 weeks ago. We're really keen on it, and it won for us. Well, $3.10 you can get at the moment. I've marked this horse $6. I think this horse will drift. I just don't think there's a number in it last time. And Chica Fuerte in the last, $6.50 out there at the moment. I've got it around $9. So SD, where are you pushing towards, mate?
Your ability to light up a drip tray at any time is one of your powers that I'd like, Julian. Chica for word, eh? That $9 is pretty juicy. You can roll forward, sit up on speed. I'm not going too well against you, but that's to be expected. I'm down $4.50. I'll have $100 at $9. Chica for word, eh? To sit on speed.
There you go. No massive prices there, but I will say, you did say earlier, Harmony Rose in Sydney will come in. You think it'll start single figures. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Marshall War.
Yes, welcome back to Three Wide No Cover and a very special edition of Martial Law here because right now we introduce champion jockey Damien Frosty Lane, fresh off a treble at Flemington last week to talk tactics with me about his ride on Humidor in the Australia Cup this year. Welcome, Damien.
Hello, SD.
Well, mate, Humidor, you've won this race on him in 2017. The Australia Cup, he's had one run in. What are your thoughts leading into this year's edition?
Yeah, the horse is going really well. His first up run was really good. He ran fourth over 1,400 at Group 1 level, which is about as good as he can go at his age now. And he's trained on well since. He had a jump out in between and everything looks good so far.
He's got a sense of timing with this horse, Chris Waller. Let's have a look at the Fiend that he won last season just to remind us all of his ability once again. We've swung past the 800-metre mark here. They build three and four deep on your right shoulder. What are you thinking on him here?
Yeah, I just thought he was travelling really well and thought from here, gee, he might be a chance. And I just needed things to work out and get the right run through. And I was lucky enough that happened.
Hugging the fence, we know he has a habit of wanting to lay in. He'd been out of the winner's circle for a period of time here. Now you give him a couple with the left hand and he loves taking this gap.
Yeah, remarkable effort from the Waller stable to get him back to winning ways after a long time out of the winner's stall and two stables before that. And they've got him back in good order again this campaign. He's really loving life.
He beats a smart horse called Surprise Baby there. He gallops out well. He comes into this race nice and fresh. Your realistic chances, it's an open Australian Cup this year.
Yeah, and I guess with a couple of them good mares, probably Arcadia Queen, and then obviously Sir Dragono as well going towards the All-Star Mile, it's probably opened it up a little bit more. And I think he's in, because of that, he's in with the life chance.
Okay, so when you won the race in 2017, you sat back, you peeled to the outside when the tempo came out of the race. Is that the similar sort of tactics you'll be looking at riding Humidor on Saturday?
Yeah, I'll be in the second half of the field. He's probably not as viral to switch him off straight away as it was back then, as he could get over racing. He's a little bit easier horse to work with in the run now, so I'm not tied down to taking him right back, but just depending on the tempo of the race, riding him to where it'll suit and then giving him clear air when it matters.
As we say goodbye to you, are you expecting an upset on Saturday on Humidor?
Hoping more than expecting, but the horse is going really well.
Fresh off a treble, he's the man. Thanks, Frosty. Good luck.
Thanks, mate.
Yes, and good luck to Damien Lane, also in the Newmarket on imaging for Chris Waller. Let's have a look at the speed map now for the Australia Cup, 2,000 metres at Flemington at Group 1 level. Wait for age, baby. Yeah. Okay, Holmesman, you know he's going to roll forward and sit up on speed. Miss Siska will do that. She was quite good taking a box seat run at Caulfield in her lead-up run last start. Paradis draws low and just hard fit, shooting for four in a row, lands on speed as well. Now, St. Huberto was very good last start, to running second to Defibrillate. So he will roll forward and Flemington will suit him a lot better. So there's your speed. I'm expecting Angel the Truth. He got home better than most in that lead-up race last start, so I'm expecting him to be a little more positive this time in. Steel Prince was solid first up as well. Then you've got a cluster of horses wanting to get back. These are our return on investment indicators in colours. Green, don't forget. Red, obviously, well, they're the back markers and will struggle at Flemington, so says the return on investment. Best of Days is just going to float out there. What will they do, Team Godolphin? Will they want to roll forward and ride their speed? Non-conformist warning, Carter, Harlem, all like to get back and take a sit. We know that. Now, 50 Stars and Shared Ambition, they're in the blue because they're neutral. They can jump out with their low draws and be one to two pairs back and be nice and handy on this speed. 50 Stars, Drew, he likes to draw. He likes to get a little bit of room. Last year, he backed up after winning the Blamey. We know he bowled down the outside and he loves Flemington. But he gets a cushy run. He's drawn really well here and he's got speed in front of him. They're going to drag him right into that 180-metre clock Tower, Paradis, Miss Siska, St. Huberto, and also Holmesman. So 50 Stars, the red-hot favourite. He'll have the target on his back, and a lot of jockeys will be out there trying to ride against him. I'm tipping it's going to be dictated by the tempo with the hard fit horses on speed this year. Anything can happen though, Wally. It is a Group 1 over a mile and a quarter at Flemington.
Certainly says that this segment gets better, Estelle. I love it. That's awesome. It shows the punters exactly what's happening on there. And Frosty Lane, oh, very impressed. Bit of star power on the show, Estee. Can't wait to see you again next week. No pressure. Time for a bit of punter education with Julesy.
Thanks, Wally. Okay, so we're going to get up. We're going to look now into, we're starting into the autumn months. So we've got March and April. And we're going to focus on good percentage play. So where you can make your money in March and April. Looking back through 2018, 2019 and 20. So we've got 3 years of really good sample size. In March, three-year-olds against the older horses in benchmark 84 and higher. That's a positive play. And then in April, we actually just extend that out a little bit. Three-year-olds against the older horses in 78 benchmark and plus. So let's sort of set the context for this. Three-year-olds against the older horses in Australia, every race involved. So we're including the maidens all the way up to group ones. As you can see in March, you only win about 3% of the time, 3% return on your investment for what you wager. So it's not a huge edge. There's no real edge there if you were to bet into the class ones, into the 58s, into the 64s, into the group ones. Not much of an edge. April, the same. Only 2.5% return profit on your investment. So we have to drill down. So we drill right down into these months for March and for April, and we start with March. And here you can see in March, benchmark 84 and higher. Again, looking at 2018, 2019, and 2020. So we've got 3 years, really good data involved. 173 horses have ran. Look at the return on your investment, 29.5% profit on your turnover. That's the fill up. So don't worry about in the maidens, the class ones, the 58s, the 64s. You start getting into 84 plus, group ones, you'll see September run on Saturday. So what's that? The three-year-old fillies. They've got a great record against these older horses. And the same with April, 344 horses. So more three-year-olds are running against the older horses at that time of the year compared to, say, April. And again, 17% return on your investment if you back those three-year-olds against the older horses in 78-plus grade. Again, just you're losing a little bit more when you go onto those lesser grade. Let's focus on those horses, 78-plus, Wally.
Outstanding. I say it a lot, boys, but this is why you watch this show. Great information. And I will say this, Julesy, we looked at this, I believe, over the summer, I think with the two-year-olds.
Two-year-olds in the winter.
In the winter, yep. Sorry, yep. And then three-year-olds. And so we looked at this a couple of times. But I've tracked this, and any time we look at this, the numbers trend up. They don't drop off. So definitely one to follow, and we'll make sure that's on our social so you can re-watch that. All right, we're going to take a break. Plenty more free wide when we come back. All right, punters, let's get stuck in. Who are we starting with?
No idea.
SD?
Yeah, put your hands in the air like you's a true player. I love it when you call me Mount Papa. He was good first up. Remember, he went to Sydney over a mile and a quarter and went bada bing, bada bang. Yeah, well, he's second up and he gets to the mile and a quarter. There he is, yo, biggie, what's up? And then my second, wow. Oh, in the last, I'm going to wait to the last, I'm going to follow this mare. Ooh. Race 9, number 12, Nimalee. Now, she was devastating in her first up win. She was absolutely outstanding, ran faster time than the Group 2 on the day, Aegon. And he's starts a short price favourite in the Randwick Guineas on the same day. She sat on speed and she kicked clear. And remember, she's a Group 3 winner, this track and trip. And remember, she's run over 1,800. She absorbs pressure and sits on speed. Love those horses. So, Nimalee.
Julesy?
6-6, Emanate. Blistering last start at Rose Hill. 1 second inside standard time. All five wins, worth noting, in fast run races. Has a great turn of foot, 53 kilos, down the bottom, acceleration horse. Came home, I think, 11.42 out of a really fast race last start. I reckon wins here, and then they'll have a crack at a Galaxy, and it will be mighty competitive. Nice horse, 6-6 Emanate.
We're going up to the sunny state with USD at Eagle Farm.
Yeah, I'm going to go She's a Boss. This she'll start favourite in this, but stiff not to win second up, and the winner's pretty smart. Won three in a row last preparation, so really holds form now. Gets to the 1,400 metres, which is the key here for She's a Boss.
6-2, been around a while, only want to sing. Rockhampton and Townsville form now, got to bring it into the city. Has failed a couple of times when it comes into the city, but this is its best chance, I think. Just a really fast horse, been ranking really well up in those places. Gets its chance to win in town. Only want to sing.
Now, you're sitting out of SA, but you've got something special in WA. Who you got at Morpheville, SD?
5-4, Annika can win again. I love the ride last start. Just Eaton takes the claim again. And the form behind Sinfonette beating home Viduca, this track and trip's good enough for mine, so Annika to win again.
And you've got two in Bunbury, Jules.
I do, yeah. It's big exciting day there at Bunbury. I think Bunbury Cup Day, so shout
where
out
Frosty's
to all
from.
Exactly. So I thought, why
it's
not?
All coming together.
Yes. Oh, Julesy. You know?
To what we should do.
Charlton Eddy. That's like Labour Rod.
5-5, Charlton Eddy, except this one might win. 4 from 9, 3-year-old against the older horses. Just sets up really well. I think it will make a mess of them there, race 5-5. And then race 9, which is not the last because they've got 10 races at Bunbury on Saturday. Race 9, number 7, Montalina, third up here. 1 second inside standard time last start and came home really good last 400, 200. Again, this horse is down on the min. Expected to just about run a peak for the prep, Montalina.
All right, let's go through them, gentlemen. These are the best of the best from around the country. SD, you're playing across Queensland, a couple in Sydney, a couple in Adelaide there, and Julesy. You know what I'm going to ask, boys? SD, your best of the best, whether it's here, there, anywhere, who are you on one bet for the weekend?
The true player. I love it when you call me Mount Papa.
Nice, Julesy.
Flemington Race 2, Anavisto.
And Avisto, there you go. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, of course, it'll be quaddy time. All right, it's quaddy time now. SD, what do you got?
Yeah, okay, we're going to start with the new market handicap, Group 1, level down the street at Flemington. Imaging goes in the 3. Yeah. We're putting in September run and also swats that. Just 3 jewels. How's that?
Don't need imaging.
Okay.
Going in because the graphics been made. Esther, yeah.
Guess who wasn't here for the production meeting?
I was here. You just said that you were going to go and do it by yourself. So
no
good luck.
No need to yell.
Second leg, Esther.
Yes, Wally. Fillies and mares. It's a Group 3. 1, Sovereign Award. 2, Silent Sovereign. 6, Quantum Mechanic, and also 7, Lunicorn.
Every horse has got an S in its name, Julesy.
Well, there you
third
go.
Leg.
66-1. That'll get up. Hey, we're going to the Australia Cup now. We've got 50 stars in. Yes. Angel of Truth, San Huberto, and that's it.
So no steel prints, even though Jules... Okay.
Excellent.
No steel prints.
No parody.
But, I mean, you could put that. You could put a few of these in. You can build this out. It's a big percentage coming. Ooh. SD, the last leg, which Jules didn't even tip in, so I'm expecting a lot of runners in this leg.
Yeah, how'd we go last week?
Oh, I don't know how
you're suggesting
we missed,
you didn't find
how did
Luna
we miss
Fox?
Luna Fox?
Race 9 is the Group 2, 1600 metre CUNY. Personal goes in. Number 1, Yes Baby Yes goes in. Number 3, Chica Fuerte. And Miss Guggenheim down the bottom.
All right, 69.44%. Feel free to add some others in. I don't know how you got 3 in September runs league and only 4 in a race. You're not betting in, Julesy. Please start coming
it's
to the production
meeting. It's not my quaddy. Can you not listen?
Saturday mornings, racing.com, KO, on our social channels. Check out Insider Trading for all the latest market moves and news around Flemington. Have a great weekend. Make sure if you're having a punt, gamble responsibly. We'll be back next week. Have a good one. We'll see you soon.